Hi, everybody. I'm Bob Wolf. This is the Con Edison Westchester Scholastic Sports Award program, and our winner is Katie DeVore. Katie is from Mamaroneck High School, terrific track and field athlete, excellent scholar, and wonderful person. Her coach is Bob Morrissey. And Bob, I'm going to bring you in first because I know you've written accolades about this young girl, her competence, her unselfishness, her captaincy, how she stands up for everything we want a top athlete to be as a person. So tell me about what you first saw in her when she came into being one of the greats and what her future can be.
Well, when I first saw Katie run on the track, I was very impressed. She just was a natural, but on top of all that, she's been a very hard worker over the last 4 years. And I've also seen her grow in confidence over the last year, so that when she goes out to race, I can see it in her face that she's out to win, and she has the training and the talent and also the confidence to follow through. So she's really come into her own in her senior year. She's had her her valleys in her training because she got hurt as a freshman, but she fought through that, and then she had some plateaus along the way, but this year she's been peaking and she's put in some amazing performances.
What are a couple of the big things she's done record-wise or winning-wise that are right there on her record forever?
Well, just in the last month, we have won the Mamaroneck's 4x8 team has won the state championship, and Katie was the anchor on that relay. And then we went on to the New Balance Nationals, and Katie was the anchor. She ran a 2:08 and led us to victory on that. It was a PR for her, but our time was the seventh fastest all time in the United States.
Wow.
So that record will be around for a while. And of course, Katie's PR is one of the fastest that we've had in Mamaroneck High School.
But when she began, did she seem to have that talent, or did this come along gradually?
She seemed to have the talent right from the start. But as I told her 4 years ago or 5 years ago when she started, it takes more than talent and hard work to be a champion. And she is, over the years, she's gotten better and better. And as I said, she's really grown in confidence. So she's at the point now where every time she steps onto the track, she has the potential to win.
Katie, when did you first get that feeling inside that you could go up and up, keep setting new records, and you really were just a first-class runner?
Well, in eighth grade, Mr. Morrissey, as he said, like, he saw the potential in me, and he told me that from the start. He told me, Katie, you could be one of the greatest runners Mamaroneck High School has ever had, and that's really played a key role in my mentality over the past 5 years since I started running in eighth grade. So that played a major role in it, and I guess I always knew I had the potential, and this year it's finally come through to show that my training and hard work has all.
They tell me one of the reasons you're so endeared as an athlete and as a talent is because you've always put team first before yourself. Mm-hmm. And that came true when the big race was coming up. You were expected to be a first place winner, but what you really wanted was to have Mamaroneck win that championship, which means you have to make up your mind. Do you go for your own individual glory or save yourself for the relay race, which Mamaroneck really wanted to win?
Yeah.
How do you make that decision what to do?
I mean, for me, it was never a decision. From the start of this indoor track season, which was in November 2015, I wanted to go after the state championship in the 4x8 because it just means more to me to win as a team and with my teammates who have become some of my best friends over the past few years rather than on my own, because it's just, I'd so much rather win for them and for myself and for Mr. Morrissey than myself as an individual.
Well, Coach, tell me about that, because you knew that decision. What did it mean to you and to the school? And what did it do in the face of all of the athletes who said, my gosh, this young lady cares about the school first. Yeah. Tell me your reaction.
Well, one of the things we knew that we would have a hard time if they ran individually and then ran the 4x8 race. But collectively as a team with Katie, I think, saying it over and over again that she wanted to do it, and she sort of led the whole team towards the decision that they would give up their individual events and they would run for the school. Katie always said she wanted to win one for the school. So it was a difficult decision for us to make because we were gambling that we would win with our strategy, but as it turns out, we did, both the state championships and the national championships. But Katie, you know, as she has grown in confidence and grown in love of the sport, has really more and more put the team first and really her own individual accomplishments second. So it's really, in an individual sport, I think what the girls have found is that doing it for the team and for the school and doing it together is really satisfying.
Tell me about the race itself. Was it close?
It was very close. And North Rockland, who was our chief competitor, they had just won a record in a distance medley relay the night before. So we knew that we were going to have to beat them. The race was very close. Katie got the baton in the anchor leg. She was behind about 10 or 15 meters, and she was running against one of the best runners in Section 1. So we were all very optimistic and cheering her on, and somewhere Katie will tell you that she only thought about chasing the girl from North Rockland, winning it for the team, winning it for her teammates, and she ran in the last lap. She was able to pull ahead and actually won it really in the last 200 meters. But she ran 4 seconds faster than she's ever run before. And, you know, she says it was really out of love of her teammates and of the school and wanting to win it for the school that she was able to run so fast.
Wow. What an experience. Tell me about how it felt to you.
It still feels unbelievable, crossing the line in first and getting to break through the tape at the end of the race has been a dream of mine for a very long time, and it's something that I didn't necessarily think I'd ever get the chance to do, to win nationals. But it was an amazing experience. It's one of my favorite races that I've ran throughout all of high school, because during the race, as Mr. Morrissey said, when I was chasing the girl, I wasn't thinking to myself, oh, you're going too fast, oh, you have to wait for the third lap. It was really just the purest form of racing I've ever done, and that I just wanted to get ahead of the girl for the team and for the school. And
it was a great time that you had, racing against the time as well. But were you conscious that you were going even faster than they usually do?
Mr. Morrissey told me what my split was, so it was a 208.95, like 10 minutes after I finished the race, and I couldn't believe it because, like he said, that was 4 seconds faster than I had ever run before. And in shorter distance races, like the 800, to PR by 1 second is great. So the fact that I made a 4 second jump in one race was, it took my breath away, and certainly felt like it because I was tired.
Coach, how does this happen? Can people really 4 seconds faster, all of a sudden that happens?
You know, what I've seen in my experience as a coach is that there are breakthroughs. There are valleys when athletes get injured, and there are plateaus where they train, and they're running the same times. And then with the right competition, the right race, and how you are feeling yourself, both physically and mentally, these breakthroughs come. And fortunately for our team and for Mamaroneck, Katie made the big breakthrough at exactly the right time, and we won the national championship, and we also ran the 7th fastest all-time 4x8 run in the United States.
My gosh. They tell me you were yelling pretty loud at that finish, were you?
Yes, we had a whole contingent of Mamaroneck fans, and we were screaming and yelling, and my sons, who are big fans of the sport, and my wife was there, and a lot of the other parents, we had a great time. And we saw the picture of, also we saw Katie look up at the board and see the time. And saw that she knew that it was a record, and she knew how amazing the time was. You know, we ran a 8:58 time. So, which was, as I said, the seventh fastest in the country all time.
Now, you're the oldest girl. You have four sisters.
Yeah.
You have your own contingent of rooters for any meet then, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Are there any other athletes among your sisters?
My youngest sister is a rower. She's a sophomore in high school right now, and she has been doing great. She actually just did a little personal record in the 2K, and I think she pulled a 7:39, which is really exciting for her. And then I have two sisters that are juniors. One of them is a coxswain for rowing, so she steers the boat, actually, that Daisy rows in. And then Jackie, my third sister, she's a soccer player and just kind of does it more relaxed. But we all love sports. We've always been competitive girls. And when we were little, we actually used to play outside in the streets for hours upon hours and play either basketball, soccer, or tennis. Didn't matter to us as long as it was a...
Well, Coach, you're set with some stars coming up for a long while, huh?
Yes, we have. We do have, some girls. After three of the girls are going off to Ivy League colleges. Three of the girls on the 4x8 team. But we have a sophomore who's part of the 4x8 team. But we also have a lot of younger runners, both boys and girls, who we will be developing over the next few years. Yeah.
Katie, they say at the beginning you thought that running was an individual sport. Now you believe it's a team sport. Is that right?
Well, I've always seen the individual side of it, obviously, because when you're out there on the track, whether you're holding a baton or not, it's your legs that are underneath you, and you kind of have to go off your own willpower to make a bold move or get the win in a race. But recently I've seen more of the team side of it just because I've been racing with the girls on my relay team for the past 5 years. And when I get out there with a baton in my hand running the relay, it's nice to be running for them as well as myself just because it makes a win so much more meaningful.
You've done great in the classroom. Average is 91.8. ACT, 31 out of 36. I know all the colleges were fighting for your services. Where do you finally decide to go?
I'm going to attend the University of Pennsylvania next year, which is very exciting. My dad actually went there and was on the rowing team, so I'm happy to kind of start a family tradition, maybe, of going to Penn.
That's great. And Mom and Dad go to watch your races?
Yeah, that's one of my favorite things about Penn is that it's about 2 hours, 15 minutes away from our home. So it's the perfect distance in that I'm not too close, but I'm also close enough that they can come down for the day and watch me race in the historic Franklin Field, which is Penn's track.
At Penn, you'll be going to the Wharton School for Business?
Yes, I will be, which has been my dream for a very long time because it's one of the best business schools out there.
Do you have any other unusual hobbies or places that you like to work beside on the track?
One of my favorite hobbies besides running is sailing, and I've been sailing since I was a little girl. I actually took my first sailing lesson at age 5 and have been sailing competitively and also for fun ever since. So, yeah.
Remarkable achievement.
Thank you very much.
Coach, you've done a great job. Great teams. So let's repeat those names for you. Coach is Bob Morrissey. At my first glance, you think he was a basketball player. How tall are you?
6'3" and a half.
You played basketball, but you also starred in track. And Katie DeVore, great career academically,
thank you,
athletically, leadership, and as a person. So they're all great, and that's why we receive our Con Ed Award now. I'll see you both at the dinner coming up. My name is Bob Wolf. Thanks for joining me, and I'm saying good evening right now for Con Edison.